Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode.
Right, it's a holiday. It's short week.
Very short week. I hope you guys enjoyed your labor and your day. Right, Anthony, you asked me that I was off. Anthony asked me, did you enjoy your day off? I'm like, what exactly?
What day off?
What day off?
What is the day off?
You know, because when you're an entrepreneur, I don't know if you have a day off, even though you're supposed to take a day off.
Right.
Because your mind is always racing, Anthony.
You know,
so
true.
There's so much to think about, so much mess going on out there in this world today. Folks, I want to just thank you again for listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in the country.
That's right.
Top flight, you know, top flight in the world of retirement, healthcare, and what's going on, like Marvin, in our economy and in our country. Right?
That's right.
So, Anthony, we have these great segments that people love. The Cup. We have The Boiling Point, which is now starting to get a lot of interest. And we always got to leave you with a little bit of humor if we can, if time affords it, and what's in your cup, along with your retirement, your coffee break, and more coffee, please, with Anthony. And every once in a while, we have Sports Bucks, where we talk about the latest in money and how that works through our economy and how you shouldn't look at the Joneses sometimes, right, Anthony? Because you hear about somebody getting a $250 million contract, and you're thinking, for how many years? Five? And yeah. $160, $170 million is guaranteed? Like, where are they finding this money at, Anthony?
Yes, yes, yes. All these athletes, they're making some good money. I need to be an athlete.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if this belly's going to make it.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, I don't know where the belly. It just come out of nowhere. I know you guys are like, what are they talking? Yes, the belly, I told you, you hit 30, you're good.
Yes.
When you hit 40, it's a whole new weight that comes into the room. It was like it was waiting for you, right? So
I think I always had my belly, though.
Yeah, some of us tell stories, Anthony, like, man, when I was 20, I was, ooh, you should have seen me. No, you still had a belly.
Exactly.
Listen, Coffee and Cash Flow is sponsored by InstaShore.in.
That's right.
Instashore.info for all of your health care, Medicare, AEP season.
Yes.
Folks.
We're getting ready to start doing some sessions. So I'm going to start doing some live sessions here in South Carolina. So people want to come by and visit. We're going to do some live sessions. Get ready for AEP for your insurance and retirement. We're going to do some live sessions.
Live sessions. We also want to thank Low-Cost Airlines, 1-800-430-7923. 1-800-430-7923. They have flights that are so cheap, they can't even tell you online. You got to call them. So, also, we got to remember to support our veterans. Listen, we keep saying this every week. I haven't really seen you guys do a lot with the veterans, and it's starting to bother me, Anthony, because the veteran card donation, 1-800-709-9174, 1-800-709-9174. If we want to support our veterans, help them get around.
That's right.
You got a clunker, you got a car, you're not driving, donate it.
Yep.
You might even get a tax donation. How about that?
Yep.
Anthony, we also have to thank MyPillow and the wonderful folks at MyPillow.
Yes.
And let's hear from Mike Lindell real quick and see what he has to say about our show and what we're doing.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
And that promo code, again, is...
Coffee.
Coffee.
That's a simple keyword, coffee.
And, Anthony, I don't think people realize that the store is open at MyStore.com. You can go and get a discount on a lot of merchandise in using our promo,
Cash.
That's so remember, right. That's MyStore.com. Promo code is Cash. They have everything on there. Sheets, blankets, pajamas, coffee. They've got it all on MyStore.com. I'm going to start having to ask Kevin because I've been seeing a lot of promos on coffee on MyStore. But it's actually Cash this time on MyStore.com, and it's coffee on MyPillow.com. Anthony, we also have to thank My Virtual Docs for all of your virtual health care needs as well.
Yep.
And we cannot forget about the pet program,
Can't
Anthony.
Forget about the pet programs. Pets need to be taken care of, too.
And mental health. There's a really, really great mental health program that they offer virtually online. And I think it's important. It's very private, folks. So nobody's going to be talking about what you got going on or something you said that unless they need to report you to the government. I mean, that's another story for another day, right? But, Anthony, it's a private situation. You also have pharmacy, medications, diabetes, all kind of medications for free included in your membership. So myvirtualdocs.com. And we want to thank Fig Wealth Partners. Fig Wealth Partners that's for right. your retirement needs. Tax-free retirement is where it's at, Anthony.
You know, we haven't talked about Fig Wealth in a while, but we're still around.
We're still around, right?
Folks still need retirement.
We really haven't, and we're doing them a disservice. So Fig Wealth Partners, guys. You know, you need it. If there's a, I will tell you this, with all of this free money, and we'll get into it as we further the conversation. But Anthony, with all of this free money that the government decides to spend on your behalf, you better start thinking about it. At some point, you got to pay for it, right? Yep. And how do they usually pay for it? Based on who's in office? Taxes. Let's raise your taxes. So if you haven't paid any taxes on these accounts, just know that at some time in the future, Uncle Sam wants his money.
That's right.
So either pay now or pay later when you don't know what it's going to be. Anyway, Anthony, we want to get into the show and the show's theme today on In the Cup and My Cup
Runneth Over.
My Cup Runneth Over, Anthony. It runs over because I think we talked about last week. We were talking in when we had our guest on, and shout out again to Preston Gray of Tailored Smokes and Mike Bodner of Lake Norman Businesses for Sale or LakeNormanBusinesses.com. Anthony, what we talked about a little bit was the student loan situation.
Okay.
And so with me and you guys know, so the theme of this show in the cup is class is in recession.
Mm.
So out with the old, in with the new.
Okay.
Anthony's President Biden cancels up to $10,000 in student loan debt for many borrowers, extends payment pause. And so what we're looking at here for anyone that is making less than $125,000 annually and $20,000 is actually being for Pell Grant recipients, it's the largest forgiveness of the loans per individual to date. So it also extended the payment freeze on federal student loans and interest accrual, butting right up against the August 31st, which we now pass, that would have kicked bills back into effect just before November's midterm election.
Mm.
I think that's another key word right there.
I think that's a key factor for this. But go ahead.
We know how good our government is and how much they care about us.
Yeah, it's all political.
So the White House said if borrowers have undergraduate loans, they can cap repayment at 5% of their monthly income. So 5% of 1,000 is what, $5?
Yeah.
So if you make 10,000, what is that, Anthony? $500?
$500.
So, okay, folks. It sounds good in theory. But Anthony, here's what I'm trying to figure out. And I know this is Anthony's area, and remember, folks, I'm cash flow. He's actually coffee.
I stir it, I brew it.
So I've got a question, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
With them forgiving all these student loans, first of all, folks that have paid off your student loans, are you happy right now? Are you going to get your money back is the question. Does the government pay back that money?
Is the problem with the government, and again, you know, like you said, midterm elections. This is, you know, it's all imagery. You know, the problem with politics, it's all imagery. Have we really solved the problem with college loans? I mean, you have a college-age child. And those of you that are paying for college or you're paying for your child to go to college, you know, where's the fairness? The real fairness I think the government need to focus on is reducing college costs, not necessarily giving forgiveness, because a lot of times people go to college and end up with nothing, with a what degree? Maybe with some kind of a, liberal arts degree, right, and don't really do anything. So, again, the problem with the government is they try to address, it's like giving away cash, you know. Let me just give everybody some cash. You get some cash. You get some cash.
The government is Oprah Winfrey, right?
No, yeah, exactly. And the problem with that scenario is that where do people take responsibility
right.
for them taking out
loans. No, there's no such thing as responsibility.
It's not. It's not. Especially when it comes down to the government. The government wants to help everybody. And it's like my mom once said, oh, the U.S. government is rich. I'm like, because I told my mom, I was like, where does that money come from? It comes from our pockets.
That's right.
So anytime the government gives out money, it's not because the U.S. government is just rich. It's because somebody learned how to spend your money better than you did. That's all that is.
That's exactly right. And unfortunately, you know, we've talked about it briefly earlier in the conversation that people have to realize that this is being forgiven as if your sins are wiped away. It's not.
It's not.
They're going to come back somewhere else. And so if I'm going to forgive student loans, you know what the schools are going to do, Anthony? They're going to raise tuition.
They're going to raise it. That's it.
That's all they're going to do. They're just going to say. And do you realize that Harvard, one of these fine universities out here, have the largest endowment?
Oh, these colleges have some big endowments.
I think I'm in the wrong place. I should have started university or something. You know, because it's amazing how these schools, they have all this money and tuition goes up every year.
Yes.
Room and board costs go up every year.
And it's not like the kids are graduating any better.
Right. Or getting these great high-paying jobs.
Exactly.
At what point in time does the jobs reflect
the degree?
The degree.
You're 100% correct.
I never forget this, Anthony, and this gives me a moment to think about something that I remember working. I remember graduating from university. I got a liberal arts degree, right? And I'm thinking that, oh, man, now I got this college degree. They're going to all of a sudden say, we're going to pay you, sir.
Yep.
Hey, come on in the room and get this new salary.
Like that. You got to go back to school.
Anthony, I went in there with my liberal arts degree feeling good and thinking I'm getting ready to get somebody's going to pay me fairly. These people said, sir, here's $20,000 a year plus commission in New York City.
Well, look, at least you didn't turn out to be bad. You right. know what I mean? It didn't turn out too bad.
Right. it was just crazy. And then they expected you to be able to live. They thought they were doing you a favor.
Yes.
I was one of those last straws for me when I realized they gave me a nice title.
Yes.
Manager of recruiting, right? I was the second in charge of the whole office, right? Mm-hmm. And I got $20,000 plus a small commission. It wasn't like, the commission was 50% of what I brought in, right? Mm. It was like 5.
Oh, wow.
Right? So I literally had to work my tail off, and I never forget this story. So I had just secured the largest deal they'd ever made at the office. We had like a 40 or 50%. We were doing recruiting of IT professionals. And so we secured a deal where somebody paid us 40%. We normally was glad to get 20, maybe 30 if you were lucky.
Right.
I got us 40%, right? Negotiated.
Mm-hmm.
I went to lunch, came back. The trains got stopped. Anybody knows about New York City? You got these subway rides. I just want to go out. Came back. I was 3 minutes late.
Mm.
Do you know that the head guy who was at the office, not the head over the company, says to me, hey, man, you're late. The same day.
Yeah.
I'm never late. I said, what? So he said, you're late. I said, okay, cool. I'm the kind of person, and Anthony's similar. You cannot micromanage me.
Exactly.
Anthony, 2 weeks later, see ya.
See ya.
Do you know they went out of business 6 months later?
Oh, yeah.
Don't play with me. Right? But I say this, I still had that student loan I had to pay off.
Still had to pay that student loan.
Right?
Yep.
That gave me this great paying job.
And here we are. Look, and even worse today, you know, we have a recession going on. I'm telling you, we're in a definite recession.
Mm-hmm.
These young people are getting all of these loans and all of this college, and they're not coming out with good jobs. They're competing against inexpensive work labor from places like China and India. I mean, come on now. Something's got to change. And these universities, you know, they're universities in name, but like I said, these young people are not really getting the education they need.
They're not getting the education they need, Anthony. And I think that, you know, I recommend there are certain things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against college. We're not saying you shouldn't go to universities. I've got a graduate degree and still had loans on that. We with having to be paid off or paid, right? So, Anthony, but we will say that if you do have a child that is that shows some level of like can fix things or has certain
let
ability.
Them work with their hands.
Let them work with their hands, folks. Let them go to a trade. Get a trade. Get a trade school.
Yes.
I got one of my kids, you know, God bless him. He's not college material. Mm-hmm. We know that, right? But if he can go get a trade, which is what we have him doing, go get your trade, right?
Yeah.
Guess what he's not going to have? Some huge student loan.
That's right.
That he has to repay back. Or if he's lucky, good old Uncle Sam comes back and says, we're going to forgive it, right?
Right.
So he doesn't have any of that. And so we're like, you do that. Now, the other one, he wants to be a doctor. He's going to have to go the whole way through.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He just finished his undergraduate, and now he has to go.
We would hope our doctors can go all the way through.
Yeah, you would hope. You know, because the doctors are now really practicing medicine. That's all I'm going to say.
They're practicing.
They are practicing medicine. So, because they won't allow them to, well, they got a lot of control. Let's just put it that way.
I certainly definitely believe in trades. In fact, when Trump was around, he was very strong on getting trades in schools and gave a lot of grants out. And I really believe that we need to focus on teaching our young people trades. I mean, these young people don't know carpentry. I remember in our school, when I was growing up, we had carpentry, we had automotive, we had plumbing, we had electrical. Mm-hmm. A lot of these kids don't get that anymore. They're focused on just the academic things of math, English, science. And even at that point, they're failing. They're still failing those
classes. We're behind in these other countries like China and some of these other countries. We're far behind in that. And so I do think there needs to be an emphasis going back to the trade, because even in my parents, our parents' generation, my dad who grew up here in this country, he talked about they had trade programs. They had all these other things that kind of prepared them. And then they kind of took that away. I remember being in high school and having a typing class.
Yes, absolutely.
I was typing too. I had an advanced typing. I was only 10th grader in a class full of women, which I kind of enjoyed, but you know. But I'm just going to say that it was an interesting situation. But I learned how to. I learned the keyboard.
Well, I had plumbing and electrical in school, so
Anthony used to do it all. By the way, he could fix stuff, build stuff. I don't know if you guys. And his son is happy birthday also to young Tony, who had a birthday. But the kid is an amazing artist. You guys got to check out Anthony Skinner Jr., who has some amazing artwork.
In fact, today's his birthday, I believe.
Yeah, I believe it is. It's today. So he thought, well, I think it's today. Like, it's his son, by the way.
They live separately.
Right.
They're on their own. I'm an empty nester.
Right. So, folks, all we're talking about, listen, don't depend on the government, the student loan debacle or whatever it's going to be. Go out here and get yourself a trade. Get yourself, become an entrepreneur. The Robert Kiyosaki method of understanding does work for a lot of people. And we just believe that, you know, get yourself a trade. If you got to go to school, know what you're into. Understand the responsibility that comes with student loans.
I even take one more push to that. A lot of people don't take this into consideration, but get a license, real estate license, insurance license. You know, learn.
You don't have
one
to go to
these.
College for that.
You don't have to have a college for that. And I think a lot of times people ignore these things. My wife and I are getting our real estate licenses. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely there's opportunities to make money out there if you get into the service industry. So.
And if you're listening to the show and you're older, that's a great point that Anthony just made. It's never too late if you have a dream or a vision or something you wanted to do. There are people who can quilt. There are people who are good at artistry and designing. There are folks that are now retired, but they still have this ability to do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So create your own business
and
create the platform. So, folks, if you're listening to the show, 1-800-306-5086, 1-800-306-5086. We're going to go to commercial, and then we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Getting instant access to healthcare shouldn't be dependent on the time of day. Just because office hours are over doesn't mean you should be unable to reach a medical professional. Well, now you can get healthcare wherever, whenever, with My Virtual Docs. With unlimited virtual consultations for primary care, urgent care, and mental health needs, My Virtual Docs is affordable healthcare on your schedule. Plus, My Virtual Docs offers a free pharmacy program with their bundles. You get the medications you need when you need them. And because My Virtual Docs is invested in your health 24/7, they even offer a free wellness app called Burn that actually pays you to work out. So you literally earn while you burn. Get the care you and your family need 24/7 for less with My Virtual Docs. online at myvirtualdocs.com.
We're back.
We're back.
Folks, if y'all can hear some of the stuff we talk about off the air.
You know. Exactly.
I never forget, Anthony. I remember meeting a guy. I was sitting here with my degree, and, you know, I went down. I was living in Florida at the time. I had moved from New York, and he got landscaping contracts.
Oh, yeah.
$1 million landscaping contract.
Absolutely.
So, people, landscape. I said, what? Is this much money in cutting grass?
Cutting grass.
But he had these contracts with apartment complexes, with developers. So that's another opportunity, folks. My dad was doing well in the landscape.
Don't underestimate the landscape.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
You see him come driving around in a little truck thinking he ain't making no money. Mm-mm. If they charging you $40 and they got, you know, 100 people
but
like
even
that.
The barbers. I mean, people don't think about it. But, I mean, like I said, a trade is not
trade.
A bad thing to have.
And, you know, it's funny you say that. This is a good story. I remember this. And now this today seems to be story day. A good friend of mine who is a good guy, a real good guy, is my barber when I had a chance to go see him. He's just too far. But a good dude. But he was an architect working in corporate America. Brother experienced some issues in corporate America. He was the only one in the room. Let's put it that way, right? So there were some issues that came in. And he was, you know, they would have conversations. And when he walked in the room, the conversation would stop. So he kind of told the story of some of the things he kind of went through. But he said his dad taught him a long time ago how to cut hair.
Yeah.
Right? So he started, you know, he went to his wife. And at the time, I think they were newly married. He told me this story. It was a great story. Shout out to D and the Scott family. And so he said, his dad always told him, get yourself a trade. I don't care. You go to school. He got an architectural degree from university and was newly married and decided that, you know, he couldn't deal with the corporate politics. He left corporate America with a new wife, newly married, trying to figure out. His wife was completely supportive of him. Went and got his license to cut hair. I think he got his license maybe while he was doing architect, just to have. Decided to start his own business, went in, would work for someone. He now has, you can't even get in with him.
Wow.
For weeks in order to get on his schedule. So a trade, folks, a trade.
Yeah.
So now, Anthony, in the Mocha Minute, no spouse, kids, a payoff for women. Women who skip marriage and motherhood may find it easier to bolster their bank accounts. As Bloomberg writes, more single, child-free women are advancing their careers, and with that, their wealth. They're also outpacing single, child-free men. Okay. In 2019, those men averaged $57,000 in wealth compared with $65,000 for women, according to federal data. Experts say that's not just thanks to foregoing the high cost of raising children, but because women's salaries take a hit after having kids, a phenomenon experts call the motherhood penalty. Single men with children averaged $59,000 in wealth. Federal research shows, however, for single women with children, that figure plummets to 7,000. 7,000?
Wow.
Well, Anthony, I'm not surprised by this one in a way, only because I look at it, well, if they're having 65,000 for women that are single, right, compared to the 57,000 men, well, they get into clubs for free, right? A lot of guys want to buy them the drink because you're a pretty girl, so
exactly.
You can hold on to a little bit of more money than the guy can. So, you know, but that's being said. So layoffs latest. Companies making cuts, Anthony. They're cutting it up. An economy stuck in neutral. Is it in neutral? Is it?
Yeah.
And the threat of recession is what they're saying have prompted companies all across all sectors to cut costs by laying off workers, enacting hiring freezes, and actually rescinding job offers. A recent survey of 700 executives revealed that an eye-popping 70% of them are planning layoffs or considering to do so, a number that also applies to hiring freezes. This news isn't all bad. There are about 2 job openings for every unemployed person. I'm not laughing about this. I'm laughing about what's coming and what's in your cup. And hiring increased by 6.5% in August. That's that 10,000. Okay. The first monthly increase since April. The layoffs, have ushered in a trend, according to the Wall Street Journal, announcing a job loss on social media to share about the experience and to network with recruiters. So there's a few tips they have here. Here are some high-profile companies making cuts in August. T-Mobile laid off an unspecified number of workers in its network operations and engineering group as part of a restructure. That's too bad. Well, we talked about Bed Bath & Beyond before, Anthony.
Yeah, did you hear what just happened with that?
Well, I'm not laughing again, but I did hear something that was, I think my wife.
Tragic.
Hey, Amelia. Cut 20% of its corporate staff, eliminated its chief operating officer and chief store officer roles, and will close about 150 stores. So what happened?
Well, the CFO jumped to his death because of the situation. And so these numbers just came out, and he jumped from the 18th floor in New York and to his death, suicide. Crazy. But it's happening, man.
Mental health is a real issue in this country, and not to make light of that situation. You know, that's a sad situation when someone feels like they have to take their life. But it just, Anthony, when you hear about a CFO, chief financial officer of a company, he's probably done pretty well financially,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. To be at the Bed Bath? No, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but it just talks about the fortitude of our people who are not even in nowhere near in that financial position.
Yes.
That see things happen in their life every other day or every week. They scrapping to get by, barely having any survival money, yet they managed to push through and not do what this guy did.
Correct.
But this person who had a financial, I guess, of a loss or something that was happening and the jobs may be affected, decided that was it. That's never it, folks. There's always another opportunity. Like we just said earlier, capitalize maybe on that trade that you may have. That dream of that job or that company that you wanted to start, why don't you look into that and just do it? Anyway, Ford laid off 3,000 salaried and contract workers in the U.S., Canada, and India. Snap, which is Snapchat's parent company, listen to this, laid off 20% of its staff, about 1,300 employees, as part of a major restructuring. I didn't realize they had that many people working for them. Boston-based Wayfair cut 870 jobs worldwide. Apple laid off about 100 contract-based recruiters. Well, there goes that recruiting business. I'm glad I left that industry.
Right.
HBO and HBO Max cut 14% of staff, or 70 employees, after the merger of parent company Warner Media and Discovery. Didn't even know they did that.
Yeah.
Peloton also cut nearly 800 employees as announced store closures and price increases. Best Buy cut hundreds of store-based jobs. Walmart. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Walmart laid off as many as 200 corporate employees?
Well.
Online brokerage Robinhood. You guys are familiar with that. You do a lot of your cryptocurrency trading on Robinhood. Laid off 23% of its staff in its second round of cuts this year.
Yeah, second round.
Wow. And global software giant Oracle cut an unspecified number of employees in its U.S. customer experience unit. How are you cutting people with customer experience? That's pretty tough.
Well, you know, talking about, I was thinking about Walmart's the other day. I don't know how it is in the rest of the country, but Walmart's hasn't gone back to 24-hour.
They only have few. Oh, they're not 24 hours?
Nope, they're not 24 hours anymore. Oh. And here's the funny thing about that. I'm just thinking they may still have staffing because everywhere I go, everybody has staffing problems.
Well, according to this market, or to this information, U.S. August job growth cools to 315,000. So the pace of payrolls growth slowed to 315,000 in August, as employers pulled back in the face of rising interest rates and recession fears. Anthony, what is the theme that we're hearing so far in this show? We're talking about education. We're talking about employment, right? And employers are cutting employees.
Yep.
What do we preach on this show? We preach what? Entrepreneurship.
That's
we preach
right.
Don't depend on Washington and Wall Street.
Wall Street and, yep, that's right.
And what are we seeing? Washington and Wall Street at it again.
Yep.
And if
folks are depending on it.
They're depending on it.
Yep.
And so this is where we're looking at. So when we read these numbers, this is why we keep saying what we're saying. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7% from a half-century low of 3.5%, with the labor force participating rates rising to within one percentage point of its pre-pandemic levels. More Americans looking for work will be welcome news for companies trying to catch up with the resurging demand in a historically tight labor market. All right. Okay. Wage growth a concern for the Federal Reserve as it readies its next rate decision, declined to 0.3% from 0.5% in June. And someone says, time to redefine the American dream.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of other information. I'm going to read all this stuff. It's just way too much. But, Anthony, let's go into the adventures of Dr. Lewis and Carter. As we say, discover better health. Discover better health. I actually like that. Sounds like a place to go. the expression long in the tooth really means short in the gums. This week, they're going to be discussing on their podcast, reviewing some important concepts surrounding oral health. I think this is something that I think a lot of us don't really think about the way we should, Anthony, is oral health.
Yes.
And how it can affect your overall health. So
that's true, too.
You know, so one of the things that I know that Dr. Carter and Lewis have done is they completely reversed one of their patients' gum recession at the age of 76. So, again, it's not too late to start correcting your health challenges.
That's right.
So let's go down a little bit. It looks like some recommendations of Dr. Thom Loxgaard, a biological dentist, and Dr. Patricia Barobe, a functional periodontist. That word is becoming big. Our health is whole body health. So health and vital parts include that the most important contribution you can make to your health longevity is supplying your body with high levels of micronutrients daily. You can achieve this goal, Anthony, by eating well and knowing about the nutrient density of foods. Digesting well, you are what you absorb, not what you eat. We always talk about that. It's not what you save, it's what you keep, right, in terms of your retirement money.
Gotcha.
Taking supplements that supply you with essential needs. How many people out here are taking their supplements, right? We hear about the jabs and all these things,
yeah.
But we never hear about, what about supplements? What about those things that can actually go a long way in making sure you're healthy and where you can increase your levels that you needed to be able to fight off some of these things that's out there? So equally important to longevity is your vascular system that delivers the nutrients and removes waste. The vast system of blood vessels, arteries, veins, and capillaries, it still looks like caterpillars, is over 60,000 miles long. Wow, that's long enough to go around the world more than twice.
Wow.
We are proud to be working with world leaders in vascular health. And so, guys, make sure that you go and check out Dr. Lewis and Dr. Carter's weekly podcast on healthrevivalpartners.com. Your health is your wealth, folks. Dr. Lewis and Carter, that's the adventures of Dr. Lewis and Carter. I like that, Lewis and Carter. We're going to take a quick commercial break, Anthony, and come back with the rest of our show. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here is a great idea. Donate your car now and help local veterans in your area. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program, and within a few days, we will come and remove your car for free. You can donate any car in any condition. We'll use our vast network to sell it. The proceeds raised goes to help local veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. And all you need to do is make this free call. Clean your yard up, get rid of an old car, and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
And we're back.
We're back.
Anthony, we are back. And I'm not going to
wait. Boy, you've been talking about this employment stuff, boy. It's really a big deal.
It really is. And that's why I cannot say this enough. Entrepreneurship. You know, I'm going to fall on that sword. I'm dying on that hill, Anthony, with entrepreneurship. I can't even imagine working for somebody right now because I don't have a lot of patience.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah. You come in micromanaging me, you might get beat up. So leave me alone. Anyway, yeah, that way, Anthony. So in your retirement, your coffee break, and we always say that your retirement, your coffee break, this segment is sponsored by Fig Wealth Partners. So go to figwealthpartners.com. We have noticed there's been a lot of people going to Fig Wealth Partners' website. Don't be afraid to call, though, folks.
That's right.
You know, people are a little nervous to call. We are not judging. We are trying to help.
Exactly.
I think that's a very important thing. So remember that 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. And if you're local, Anthony, 980-216-8487. 980-216-8487. Give us a call. But Anthony, in this Your Retirement, Your Coffee break, we were talking about keep your savings ahead of the magical I word, inflation.
Yep.
Rising inflation has caused many people to take a closer look at their finances. But have you considered what it's doing to your savings and your emergency funds?
That's true, too.
Right. You think about those grandmothers and aunties and people that keep money in their bra or under their mattress. I don't know how all that money could fit in that bra, but then I realized some of these grandmamas.
Bam, baby. Bam.
Come get your grandma. Come get your auntie a hug. You'd be like, I can't breathe. Auntie. Anyway, so a saved amount of $20,000 in 2020. Listen to this, what inflation has done to $20,000 in 2020, Anthony. Just 2 years. Would need to be $22,217.19 today in order to maintain the same value. That's amazing. And even high-yield accounts struggle to keep up. But this depreciation is hard to notice as it is happening. This is a real good, important thing if you think about it. So people will have these banks that celebrate these low interest rates and yields. Oh, we have 0.30% or 0.66%. How is that keeping up with inflation?
Steven, you know I am full of coffee. And I'm telling you right now, you guys voted for this government. We got in place here. We've been telling you this is where you're headed, and you just wouldn't listen.
Hey, you didn't listen, and I listened because that's not where I voted.
Exactly.
But yeah, so luckily, keeping up with inflation doesn't have to be difficult. So this is what this article is suggesting. These are three habits that can help you easily stay one step ahead with your savings. Vote with your life. No, anyway, that's not one of them.
Don't vote them back in. That's right. What I got to tell you. We talk about the midterms and you talk about all of this stuff. You cannot. Look, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over and expect a different result.
Isn't that the definition of insanity?
That is. And you know, it's really insane to me how people can vote for these same folks over and over and feel that they're going to make a big difference here. The other thing is, all of this stuff with inflation, now you got companies laying off. They are trying to protect their bottom line. And you see, I believe one of your strategies should be you should learn how to cut some of those bills off.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of those
auto-renewing
TV cable
things,
bills.
Yeah.
Yes.
They auto-renew. You don't even realize all
you're
paying
They'll
eat
away from you quickly. Go
That's
ahead.
A great point Anthony makes, though, Anthony. And it's funny because the theme of this show has been, you know, we've been talking about education and student loan forgiveness and just entrepreneurship and just not depending on Washington and Wall Street. And that's funny, though, Anthony, in line and in lieu of what we talked about is from education, the midterm election.
Yes.
Right. What happens in the midterm in your class? Right.
Oh, wow.
You've got to prepare for the final exam.
That's right.
You're not going to pass if you don't do well on the midterm. You're probably not going to do well in the final.
Yeah, you'll run two more years of this. You do the wrong thing in the midterm.
Right. So you saw how we put that together, y'all. So anyway, track your spending. Monitoring daily expenses isn't just for those on a budget. These small transactions, as we just talked about, accumulate quickly and can be difficult to remember accurately. I have been literally getting charged for something for the last 3 years and forgot to cancel.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
I got something on auto ship that just comes that I don't even need. You know, sometimes you dial a little bit. We're getting older. We dial a little stuff. And, Anthony, I keep forgetting. I got boxes piled up. I haven't even used the first box.
Look, I got one that I'm looking at every month, and I'm like,
I got to cancel it.
Do I need it?
Right. And we all do this. So
yes.
It's like, I've been meaning, I'm like, I'm trying. It's almost like, it's becoming like I got to figure out where to put it, these boxes. Like I'm running out of room. Cancel it. Okay.
Right.
So anyway.
Thank you.
A visual breakdown helps many people easily spot areas to save more often without making major changes in habits. And those areas can help fight inflation for you. A simple spreadsheet or free tracking app can help you identify these hidden areas to boost your savings. Secondly, cut back on subscription. We just said that.
Yep.
Just cut it, cancel it if you're not using it. Sometimes people are paying for services twice and don't even realize it.
Yes.
How many show times you going to watch?
That's it.
Anthony?
No, that's true. And you know, their media companies have gotten smart. Mm. They've broken up everything now so that, you know, you think you're not getting the cable bill, but you're spending $120 on each one of the apps.
There you go. There you go. That, you just said a lot, because they'll say, oh, cut your cable and go to the apps.
Yes.
But you got to spend $100 just on the internet to get the apps to work right.
Exactly.
Right? So you got to remember that. So automate your savings. Automatically set aside additional funds each month in an effortless way to keep your savings ahead of inflation. If you already use automatic transfers, it may be helpful. I'm going to say this real quickly. You know, a place where you can actually do automated savings, Anthony? Have anybody ever heard of life insurance?
Mm-hmm.
Cash value life insurance, whether
that's
it's an
right.
index universal life or a whole life. We talked about the index universal life over the last 15 years. The highest one had a 9.31% return.
Well, I just talked to a client about that because she's 75 and healthy.
Mm.
And she's trying to determine, you know, she don't want to, you know, have taxes, a lot of taxes being paid out.
Mm-hmm.
And because she qualifies, she can sell her home and still get $250,000
oh, wow.
from her house.
Oh, she's going to do a reverse mortgage, just sell the house.
She's going to sell the house.
Okay.
And basically take that cash, though. And because it's tax-free, because she qualifies.
Yep. She's been in the house for a certain long period
that's
of time. Right.
Right. 17 years. Mm-hmm. So, but here's the deal is, what do you do with that money? Do you distribute it to your family? No.
Mm-hmm.
What I suggested is that she puts it into a IUL or a SPIA.
And we've got a really good IUL that is, if she's healthy, I think it goes up to age 80, if I remember. I got to go look at it. But it is a liquid account.
Mm-hmm.
It gains 2.5% no matter what the market
does.
That's
right. Right? Yes.
And it's liquid. So if she wants to walk away in year one or year two or year three, she can walk away with no surrender charges.
That's right.
Anthony, A-rated company, mm-hmm. by the way, been around since the early 60s. We have it at Fig Wealth Partners. And Anthony, speaking of that, because time is flying.
Yes.
But we've got a special offer. This special offer is still out there for you folks who have been calling and hanging up when I'm not going to bite you. We're not going to bite you.
Leave a message.
Leave a message if we don't answer. For the first 10 callers that have $250,000 or more saved for retirement, we'll personally run a income gap analysis report and show you how your life savings can create a dependable and sustainable income in retirement. And in addition to that, Anthony and I, on behalf of Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen and Anthony, we're going to give you the movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, complimentary for those first same 10 callers. And lastly, Anthony, if you are a business owner, we talked about this life insurance and what it can do. Guys, do you understand the ERISA and there's penalties? And if you're not compliant with these ERISA-related 401ks, you could be considered the fiduciary and be sued. How about you do a carve-out plan for some of these key folks where you can put together a plan that is not under ERISA? You can completely carve it out. So give us a call. We can show you how to do this. We've been doing this for a lot of years. 980-216-8487. 980-216-8487 or 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. That's your retirement, your coffee break, sponsored by FigWealthPartners.com. Anthony, more coffee, please, with Anthony. Man, this show is flying.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, folks, we're coming up on the 2023 health care enrollment periods at times, and you know, we've talked about this before. You know, your health care is just as important as part of your retirement as anything else. And understanding that, if you're just turning 65, you want to be able to call an expert and basically find out what do you do? What are the next steps? You know, the confusing part for most people is, you know, they think, well, I get into Medicare that it's going to take care of 100% of my bills, and that's not how things work. I hear people say it all the time. Well, I retired. I pay my taxes. I pay all this Medicare. It's supposed to. No. You need to know what your plan is. Are you on any medications? are you going to fall into what we call the donut hole?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be hearing us talk a lot more about that, because a lot of people fall into that donut hole where basically their medications only cover it to a certain point, and then they have to start paying for that those medications. And medications aren't cheap. So you want to make sure that you have a plan. You want to make sure that you understand what plans you've purchased, because then there are some people who have purchased plans that don't work for the doctors or the hospitals they have. You know, this is going to be a time for you to make changes. So also, too, for those of you who are, you know, not retired, you're going to have to make choices for healthcare. If you're an entrepreneur, you're a business owner.
Yep.
And you need healthcare. Sometimes I think business people think that, well, there's no choice for them. They got to pay the highest cost. Well, just to understand this, you know, most of you don't file and claim all your taxes anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So just FYI, the government does give allowances for people to have over 150% over the poverty rate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can get discounted health care. A lot of people don't know that. And so, again, if you, you know, do like most entrepreneurs and you, you know, you file your taxes a certain way, that can possibly give you a very affordable health care plan. So you definitely want to call us. You know, and so starting November is open enrollment.
Yep, November 1st,
November
right?
the 1st is open enrollment. But you don't have to wait that long. Some of you may think, well, I have to. If you're at what Biden did was, and there's some good things that may have come out of this government. Well, what they've done is they've extended it for people who have 150% over the poverty limit can actually get enrolled all year round. So you need health care? Give us a call. 800, what is that number?
306-5086.
5086. And, you know, let's give it a plan. Go to instashore.info, and what I can do, we can get you a quote. It goes by your zip code.
Mm-hmm.
So, Stephen, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
No, that's good stuff. That's 1-800-306-5086. Go to instashore.info. And, guys, get the info. Get the facts. And this is what we do this show every week. We've been doing this for years. So we're something like considered experts in certain areas. And so let's give us a call, and we can help you. If you hear us, we can help you.
That's right.
We're going to go to commercial break. The last one, Anthony, this show is flying. But we've got to get Boiling Point. We want to hear from our community. And then the What's in Your Cup is so apropos for this show. We'll be right back.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. That's 800-430-7923.
And we're back.
We're back.
Anthony, it's a lot of information. I know we've given you guys on the show today, but we've got the segment, The Boiling Point. If you guys are not familiar with The Boiling Point, you can even write it. Some folks are shy, don't want to hear themselves on the radio. You can hear yourself, or you can write us. You can write us on the Coffee and Cash Flow Facebook page, and we will say what you said from us. How about that, folks?
Yes.
So if you guys are a little shy, we'll do that. But today, Anthony, you were out in the community and you were talking to a business owner. So what's the boiling point that you heard from the community when you were out?
Well, I had an interview with a business owner, and, you know, she was talking about, you know, raising prices.
Mm.
You know, we're in inflation, and, You know, these were some of her frustrations. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. She owns Lake Norman Water in Water Tree out in Mooresville.
Mm-hmm.
Here she goes.
Good morning. My name is Kim Boyd, and I have Lake Norman Water Tree. We've been open since April of last year. We opened in the middle of COVID. Business is good, not great, but it's I have the same people coming in every day and every week, and I'm very blessed with that, people like you that come in. So I haven't raised my prices since I opened, and I really don't want to. Probably won't, but it's a concern with prices going up.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's major for businesses today.
That's a big deal, Anthony, because you got a business owner that is trying to not raise their prices because she has loyalty. She has loyal customers, and then she doesn't want to reflect it. So when the government starts forgiving student loans, inflation's rising, gas prices are rising, don't think it's not going to come back to you through your local businesses or on the larger level, Anthony.
Yes.
So people have to be aware of that. We appreciate that. We'll have more from people in the community in Boiling Point, Anthony, on each show, whether you called in or whether we just read what you said. I thought I had one I was going to share, but I don't think I'm going to do it right now because I got something that I want to share. I want to get to I wish I could share that.
The what's in your cup.
But it was I've just heard a lot of stuff. You know what? I think I have one, and this guy was saying, what did he say? Trish is her name. She says, she was talking about the vax, the jabs, and this was one of the things she said. She says, these experimental injections need to be banned. Each shot contributes to autoimmune dysfunction, cancer, myocarditis, and heart attacks, plus sudden adult death syndrome. Now, this is her opinion. Please don't listen to the government lies and start paying attention to the many thousands of silenced, banned, and censored doctors and scientists begging to stop these dangerous jabs for a virus that's easily treated in a safe and proven ways.
Mm.
This is from Trish, from one of the Coffee and Cash Flow audience members and listeners. Hey, people have strong opinions, Anthony. So that's another boiling point. Now we're going to get to the funny part of this whole show. The jokes can't keep writing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, we've been talking about education. We've been talking about jobs. So the latest in your What's in Your Cup is courtesy. Now, I don't remember the person's name, and I'm sorry, I can't remember, but apparently this is a White House spokesperson.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Who started speaking about the jobs in our market. So let's just hear from our lovely White House staff who was doing
a press secretary.
Press secretary. I can't remember her name, but listen to this.
As you know, the good news is in August, the economy created 315,000 jobs, which is important. We have created nearly 10,000 million jobs since President Biden took office, which is the fastest job growth in history. So you're asking me, where's the success? Here it is. Wait, let me finish. Wait, hold on.
That's Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Corinne Jean-Pierre just said 10,000 million jobs. Corinne Jean-Pierre.
You can't write the scripts on these things. You can't write this.
Ms. Jean-Pierre.
And she was ready to defend it, too.
Wait. Hold on. Wait. I'm listening. We're going to ask you on behalf of America and Coffee and Cash Flow.
What's in your cup?
I don't know what the French drink, but there's a little bit of wee, wee, wee. Enchanteur. But what she just said.
10,000 million jobs. That's more than a country. That's 10 billion jobs.
But then she bragged about something that I thought we talked about was actually down earlier when she said there was 315,000 jobs.
It was down to that level.
It's down to that. It cooled.
Yes.
Is what it was said. It went down.
Yes.
So,
and it's going down. You know, the funny thing about this administration is they want to take credit for everything. But it seems like they take credit for the opposite things. Right. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, is it they old?
Oh, we fixed gas, but gas prices gone up.
But it wasn't my fault, actually.
But it was my fault.
It was actually blame it on Ukraine,
yes.
As we said before. don't just blame it on Ukraine.
Yes.
So, Anthony, I just find these things to be, it's just, you can't write it. If I was in the comedy, and I think sometimes we do have some comedic pieces to us, I've had people say, man, you missed your calling. I'm like, well, not really, because we entertain on the radio.
Right.
But, Anthony, I don't know. What's your final thoughts as we get ready to get out of here? Because,
well, unfortunately, like says, even comedians are having a hard time these days. So, you know, my last thoughts is, you know what? You need to prepare yourself for what's coming. Honestly, there's a lot of recession, and I know a lot of people are talking about pending recession, but we're in the middle of a recession. When gas prices are what they are, you need to start looking at what to do now. Don't wait.
Don't wait. And my final thoughts are, this is actually from Denzel Washington, who made a quote that is so appropriate today, Anthony. If you don't read the news, you're uninformed.
Mm.
If you do read the news, you're misinformed.
You must be the one I saw put up that quote.
All right. This is Coffee and Cash Flow. We hope to see you next week.
See ya.